Hello everyone, welcome to the Leading Together podcast, where we take an inside look at how we develop a leadership culture in Victory and Every Nation Philippines. I'm Ryan, I'm part of our creative team in Victory and Every Nation Philippines.
Hi, I'm Dave, I'm one of your pastors and campus missionaries here in Victory, Metro Manila, and we're so glad that you could join us today for our Leading Together podcast.
Hello, Pastor Gilbert.
Hey everybody, hey Ryan, and hello to our TikTok superstar, Dave.
And we're going to be talking about change. Pastor Gilbert, there are trends now about organizations being agile, being flexible. How does that apply to us as a church?
Wow, this is a great topic to dive in. Thank you, Ryan, for starting with that. We all know that the church also, in a sense, is an organization. It's a living organism. So to say that, yes, we're an organization, but a church is so different from an NGO, so different from a corporation.
Pastor Gilbert, I want to add to that. No? Yes, naririnig natin minsan yung mga trends na yan, but you know, we're church. It's a spiritual thing, if you may. So, like, sige, let's just go to Jesus. Does Jesus have anything to say about structures and all of those things?
The short answer is yes. And you probably know the story. That's in Mark chapter 2, that's also in Matthew 9, when Jesus' disciples were fasting, and the teachers, the Pharisees, they asked him about a very spiritual topic and asked him a spiritual question. It's about fasting. And interestingly, Jesus gave an answer to them, a spiritual question based on a spiritual topic. And Jesus' answer to them was about structure.
When I hear structure, I immediately think work. Like, you know, you put structure because
org
you want...
chart.
Yeah, parang ganun. Efficiency, flow.
Flow chart.
Yeah, flow. Yeah. Because we want to put order in certain things. And then, of course, the other end is spiritual. So, for you to say that a structure is spiritual, so, I guess, I feel that tension. Okay, it's spiritual. But at the same time, there's that work, professional, structure, and there. And what Jesus was saying is, it's not two different things, but sometimes we have that connotation or mindset. Para kay Lord naman to.
Yeah.
Oh, or yung kabila, masyadong stiff. It's too boxed. It's too structured, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. That it might miss out on the spiritual side or the being, quote-unquote, spontaneous spirit. Diba? Yun yung pag sinabi natin, the move of the spirit, it's unboxed, it's unstructured.
Yeah.
So,
and if you look at how he answered that fasting, he gave an analogy, if you may. And there were five items on that analogy that he mentioned. Number one, he talked about a garment, a new patch on an old garment. The second item is the old garment. And then after that, he talked about new wine. And then he talked about old wineskins. And then fifth item, he talked about new wineskins. So if you look at how Jesus answered that spiritual question, he gave an answer about structure, which means structures can be spiritual. Which I think captures one of the things that we talk about in our corporate culture, right? The tension. It's not mutually exclusive that this is spiritual, this is professional or organizational, and they're mutually exclusive. So it's either spiritual or professional organizational. But in our corporate culture, we believe it's both. The tension of we can be spiritual and yet and professional, organizational, or we are organizational, professional, and spiritual. Again, if you look at the five items that Jesus talked about, the patch and the garment. When he talks about the patch, if it's an old garment, then it's shrinking. So it's contracting. And then you put a new garment, which is inflexible. It's talking about a contraction, and then you put an inflexible structure, it wouldn't work. And then the wine and wine skin, it's talking about new wine, and then you've got an old wineskin that doesn't expand anymore. So the new wine expands, and the structure is inflexible. So it doesn't work. So whether it's contraction, inflexible structure doesn't work there, or expansion, inflexible structure can't work there. And that's where he said, so we need new wineskin. We need a flexible structure. So I guess when you're holding the tension between spiritual and organizational, as long as the organizational structure or whatever is flexible enough to the move of the Holy Spirit, then they don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Okay. Yeah. I guess something that I was thinking of is, Pastor Dave, when you were asking that, I just wanted to understand a little bit more on where does the hesitation on structure come from?
Yeah, free flow.
Yeah.
And any effort to put a structure seems like an opposition to a person's freedom.
May kilala ka bang free flow?
Wala rin.
Ano ba example?
Let's be led by the Spirit.
That's what it means.
One of the things, ang mga free flow for me, especially during the olden days, is just be led by the Spirit. Yung term na be led by the Spirit connotes na walang organization, walang planning, nothing, like you just be led by the Spirit.
Kaya nadidemonize yung structure kasi si Holy Spirit niyan. So,
yeah, so it's not exactly, it doesn't sound like a bad thing to be Spirit-led, of course.
It doesn't sound, but then you vilify the structure because it's not compatible with the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, now, that was the old days, no? Ngayon, ang naririnig ko, if you're listening to this, this is not you. Some creatives are thinking, let's think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. Don't put me in a structure. Millennial sense is even the structure in the office. Let's take away structures. But, you know, I heard a podcast that really blew me away about creativity. He said, this pastor is one of the most creative pastors I know of. And he said, it has been said, think outside the box. Because the box is structure, right? And he said, I don't believe in that. So, all these creative people are like, what? And then he said, for me, what's the most effective when it comes to creativity, and I would guess also with the move of the Spirit, is when you think inside the box. And the box is your mission, values, culture, theology. As long as you're in the box, the most creative, the most spiritual, the most prophetic move of God at its maximum best, I believe, is inside the box.
But that was exactly the point of premise. Na there's a certain sense of structure that you need to have mastery over with so that you can explore outside the box.
Yes. Yeah. Because for me, again, I'm not creative, but I understand creativity. I want creativity. When I was a pastor in UBelt, we were overly creative.
Shout out to
UBelt for the loss. LB, we were overly creative. I love it. But here's the thing. What I realize is this. For all creatives out there, we can never create out of nothing.
That's good. Yeah.
We always create from something. Only God can create out of nothing. And ex nihilo, right?
Yes.
I mean, the theology of ex nihilo. God spoke out of nothing, something's created. We don't. We have no power. We have nothing. We work with something. And when you work with something, that should always be inside the box.
So we answered that aspect of the free-flowingness as the Spirit lead. But how about the other end? Yung mga nasa side naman na
box.
Ganito na talaga, walang magbabago. Or why do we need to change something that seems to be working?
They're really rigid. Yeah. That's where the new wine, the metaphor of Jesus is saying. Sometimes there's a new... Those were the Pharisees. Those were the teachers of the law. They're thinking they're the vanguards. And listen, if you're a leader, you are a vanguard, But sometimes you're guarding the wrong things. You're guarding a policy. You're guarding a model. Mm. You're guarding a structure. That's what they were guarding. And Jesus said, you're missing it. You should be guarding the move of the Spirit. You should be guarding what God is doing. But you're guarding the wrong thing. So they were the vanguards. And they were guarding the wrong thing. They were guarding the structure.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the most tragic thing of all, they missed the Messiah.
Wow.
They missed the salvation that has come upon them.
So it sounds like there are two extremes. But what does it mean to be in the middle of these two?
That's what I love about us, right? Tension. You keep the tension of both. So if you're listening to this and you're more as the Spirit leads, or creative, you should appreciate the people that are putting boxes.
Mm.
Don't resent them.
Okay.
Work with them. If you are the rigid structure, policy, plan, right. Pag na-plan na, huwag na i-adjust. Lalo,
pang 10 years yung plan.
I'm sure wala rin tayong kilalang mga gano'n.
Perfect yung plan na yan.
Yung mga nagpa-plano na admin na planado na lahat, tapos dumating yung pastor. Diba? Let's change the program.
Ay, that doesn't happen.
Wala namang nangyayari. You appreciate them. Diba? You appreciate them. Because that's good for both of you.
Mm.
That's what leading together is all about.
Wow. That aspect of leading together.
Yeah. So you appreciate each other in spite of the seemingly opposite thing that you want to do. You appreciate it and you give in sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. they give in.
Yeah.
Because again, if we look back at the five items, right? Contraction, both contraction and expansion, demand flexible structures.
Mm.
For example, we just had a pandemic. Mm. What happened to us during the pandemic? Contraction. Members, we don't know where the members are, the leaders are, probably contracted. Probably 1/3 had been gone. 30 to 40%. We don't know.
Wow.
So when we contracted, what did we do? We made a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Mm. If you're a staff here in Victory, you're probably thinking, "What are the damn changes?" It's contraction. Okay. We need the flexible structure.
Para kasi, diba, example, kung dati 7 back-to-back services, that doesn't make sense kung mag-contract naman, yeah. 7 pa rin. Diba?
Yep. So, dati ganito kadami yung staff, kumonte. So we adjusted things. I mean, we reorged during the time of pandemic. Why? Because it was a time of contraction.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I'm really excited, really looking forward to this, because I believe we're going to come to a season of expansion.
Mm.
And if you're familiar with church history, you can see that there are seasons of contraction, and then what immediately follows is a season of greater expansion.
Wow.
So I'm really excited for us. If you're a leader here in Victory, get ready. We're going to have a season of expansion, which means we need to have flexible structures once again.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about flexible structures. When you start changing, because the Jesus said, we don't want to break the wineskin.
Yeah.
So he was trying to preserve. Even if it's old, you just don't throw that. In other words, you respect the old structure. You don't say, like when we contracted, we don't say, "Bat ba natin ginawa yung mga dati?"
Right.
Okay, mag-expand tayo ngayon, mag-flexible structure. Ha, maling-mali yun.
Mm.
Flexible structures, I believe, and of course, the sovereignty of God and all that, I believe God uses our structures for different seasons in our church and in our organization. So when we change the structure, we don't trash the past structure. Mm-hmm. We don't disrespect it. We still respect it. And I guess especially for multi-generation leaders, right? Kung yung new generation of leaders come in, you don't say, I'm going to change the structure kasi yung mga, I don't know what those
mga old, pinagkagagawa nila.
Oh, mga old dudes na yon, mga tito. Ewan ko ba bakit ganito sila. But hindi nila naisip to.
Yeah.
No, it worked during the time. Mm. You respect that structure. I mean, yeah. That's something that Jesus was trying to say. I remember Pastor Steve giving this analogy about 787, I think, an airplane, Boeing 787, where the wings, and he said he was there and he saw the wings like it was about to be broken. It was flapping almost. Can you imagine flapping and you? He thought it was going to break or anything. But here's the thing. There's a flexibility of that wing for about 3 stories. Mm. I mean, that it's that flexible. And the reason why they built the plane that way is because they knew turbulence will come. Mm. And the only reason why that wing will not break is because it is flexible. So when I heard that, I said, I love it because any kind of organization. Our church will have turbulence moments.
Meron?
I know we've never had.
Meron ba?
I know we've never had. But we will have.
Wow.
And if we have flexible structures, that will save us from some of the breakage that it might bring.
Wow.
So I love that. But I never thought, what you said, those who don't want flexibility... Especially those who are affected by the flexibility of the structure. Because their roles would change. Their lives would change. And that's something I've been learning. I've been telling people. Because I'm a guy, very logical, very rational. Like that, flexible structure, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's do it. But then I'm trying to improve on understanding more, listening more, walking more with people who's been affected by the flexibility of the structure. Because when the structure is flexible, sometimes it really affects the roles of the people. So I'm learning more and more that there's a big difference between change and transition.
Mm. Can you expand on that, Pastor? Kasi sa ano ko, synonymous lang yun.
Okay, for me, a couple of things. Change is instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
If we say we're going to change the structure,
okay.
When is that effective? January 1, 2023.
Okay.
Boom, instant change. Transition is a process.
Wow.
Change is instantaneous, transition is a process. So the people might have changed their roles, but the transition to the role is a process.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So their thought process, their workflow, their schedule, their emotions.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been learning that.
And yeah.
And second, change is logical or rational. Like you tell people, we need to change the structure. We need to change the role. And you have very logical explanation, rational, and they would say yes, 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 I agree. But transition is psychological. It's emotional. So when they say yes to this, and then they have struggles with the transition, if you're a leader, you cannot blame them and say, akala ko ba nag-agree ka, tapos ngayon, drama ka. No, it's psychological. Mm-hmm. Even good change disrupts something, even the best change, promotion or whatever it is, anak, good change, but it disrupts you. There's always a sense of loss whenever there's change and transition, so it's always psychological. You gain something, you lose something. So I'm trying to learn that with a flexible structure. I'm trying to learn not just to change the structure, but to be mindful of the people who've been affected by the change in structure.
Because of that, identifying change and transition, especially for those who are listening as leaders, whether in the church or wherever you're working or even in the family, it shows, the way I see it, the best of both things. Like on the one end, we see the need for a difference and hopefully the change is for the good. Okay. On the other end, hindi na di-disqualify yung naramdaman mo. Yeah. And I think that's a very big thing, especially for the younger people. And even, I think, even in the theological stance, justify this. Diba? Okay na to, niligtas ka na ni Lord, heaven na, new identity na. But the sanctification, living out that identity, it's a process. Eh. And again, that's in the theological sense. Pero sa, oo nga, no? This is my role then.
Yeah.
Logically, it needs to be done. But I feel this way, and it's good to hear na hindi siya invalid. It should not be invalidated, and yet it should be led through the transition.
Because of course, all of us have encountered change, transition, and not all transitions always feel like it's the best. There's also a part in the leader to guide the people through the transition and be sensitive throughout that transition, like what you're saying, Pastor Gilbert.
Yeah, that's a big part of the leader. And again, admittedly, I'm learning that. I'm still in the process, in the journey of learning, improving.
I think a question here is, where does flexible structures come in? Like, if it's not work, is it, when do you say it's not working out already, or maybe this is not exactly the right flexibility that we need for this structure?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, I'm not sure there's a prescribed time frame as compared to being discerning with the move of the Spirit. Because again, wine and wineskin. So you discern what God is doing and then you try to create a flexible structure, flexible enough for you to change it if it's not working.
Okay.
For me, it's discerning it and discerning it together with the team that you work with. Sometimes the structure is so flexible, in a year or two you change it.
Pagod din yun.
Oh, pero sometimes kailangan.
Yeah.
Pero sometimes naman the structure that you put will not be changed for 10 years. So so it's something that you discern together, I think, with the team.
Yeah, and I guess going back to our first episode when we talked about trust.
Yeah.
There's also trusting the team that you're with, trusting the leading of the Holy Spirit when it comes to these changes.
Definitely. And then when it comes to some of the structures that are flexible, least flexible, yung hindi naman the essential doctrines of the faith. The essential doctrines of the faith, hindi flexible yun. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, ngayon, Jesus is the only Savior. Pero baka naman 10 years from now, pwedeng dalawa na sila.
Yeah.
Wow.
No matter what culture says, no matter how big or small the organ, no matter what changes, those are inflexible. Like for example, during the mask.
Yeah.
No mask. Vax, unvax. Pwede ba mag-meet or hindi? May mga legal stuff na ginawa ang government. So, we move. Alala niyo yun, yung sabi ni, again, it's a dance, sabi ni Pastor Jansen. Shout out, Pastor Jansen. it's a dance. Pasok tayo, because of the legal compliance. So we're kind of flexible in that. And then there's the organizational structure, the flow, the org chart, and then the roles and all this. Yun yung mas malaki yung leeway natin when it comes to it being flexible. So as a church, alam din natin ano yung mga medyo inflexible ng konti, alam natin dapat yung ito mas may leeway to be flexible with this.
Ang ganda nung sinabi niya, Pastor Gilbert. Now that I'm thinking, as we talk about flexible structure, we should also identify the unflexible things that should not be changed and must be protected. Even as the apostles then are making their epistles, that's what they're trying to defend as well. They're trying to protect the faith that was passed on iniwan sa kanila.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was Paul saying to Timothy, guard a good deposit.
Yes.
So you need to know what you're guarding. What are the good deposits you need to guard? Those are things that you should never change.
Yeah. Let's say mission, campus ministry. Okay, that's something we're going to run and rally with. But how it looks like, is that something?
Models are flexible. Methods are flexible. You know, I remember this, Pastor Steve, we were, the way we did, for example, discipleship, that will not change. We will make disciples, that's us.
Sa utos ni Lord yan eh.
Yeah, sa utos na ni Lord.
Hindi na magbabago talaga.
sinulat pa sa napkin ni Pastor Steve. So, ano pang tatalo doon? Nakasulat sa Matthew 28, nakasulat pa sa Dunkin' Donuts napkin. Make disciples. But here's the thing. The way we made disciples, ng unang panahon, was through Bible studies.
Hmm.
Isa lang nagsasalita, I'm doing a Bible study with you. And then major outreach ang evangelism, rock and roll seminar, Hell's Bells, love, sex, and dating in the 90s. And then there was a shift after a couple of years. That was 1984. And then mga 91, early 90s, we did cell ministry.
Hmm.
Everybody's talking. I'm explaining the word, pero short lang. And everybody's praying, but mas interactive. So nag-change yung model.
Mm-hmm.
There were those who cannot flow with that, umalis, church.
Mm-hmm.
Pero we changed. And then we had to change again because cell ministry, when you say I'm a cell leader, because of the terrorist thing, it wouldn't work. So we said, we're going to be D12.
Mm-hmm.
So there were times cell church was the in thing when it comes to discipleship. The very founder, sikat na leader, went here and he told Pastor Steve, Steve, you're a cell church. Steve said, we're not a cell church. No, you're a cell church. We're not a cell church. And then G12 came. I don't know if you're still familiar. He said, you're a G12 church. He said, we're not. And Steve would always say, we're not cell church. We're a disciple-making church.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cell is a model. D12 is a model. These are models. And anytime the model's not working, we're going to change it. Campus ministry is the mission. Kung dati ang nag-work Hell's Bells, kung di na, I mean, use something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do another method.
I want to highlight that, especially for those who are, and I'm not saying na nandito lang to sa demographics na to, but I'm talking specifically to the campus missionaries or those who are involved in reaching the next generation. Because reality is, trends are so fast. The approaches are so fast. But it's good from this conversation that we get to see the things that are inflexible, which is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time, hearing from Pastor Gilbert, giving us, reiterating rather, because he's not really giving, nandun naman na siya talaga dati, reiterating to us the freedom to get what the Word of God says with our mission and vision and think of the how it looks like. Because the reason why I'm saying this, kasi minsan may mga ilang leaders na, okay, game, a campus, or a particular school. So, tapos tatanungin, so paano? Tapos syempre gagamit ng tools. And there's nothing wrong with tools. I guess even the tools are flexible.
Exactly.
Pero ang tanong how? And with that, I realized from what we're talking, that's the job of the leader and your team. Think of the how. Kasi yun yung mga flexible.
Yeah.
So,
One-to-one is a tool. I was talking with a pastor. He said, I don't want to use one-to-one. I said, then don't.
Mm.
If you have another tool that you can use to better make disciples, don't use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not married to a tool.
Yeah.
If you do that, if you look at Isaiah chapter 54, if you have flexible structures, you know what's going to happen. First, you're going to grow more.
Mm-hmm.
Second, you're going to expand more.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then third, you're going to pass it on to the next generation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's flexible. You're passing on just very few things that will never change.
Mm-hmm.
So then they run with it. Methods, models, policies, whatever that is. If you're a leader listening to this, or especially Victory leader, Every Nation Philippines leader, you are empowered to change
mm-hmm.
methods, models, even policies, I always say, if you're staff here, there are certain policies that should be for conversations. Mm-hmm. If we have to change the policy, if we have to take away the policy, just hear me out. Coming from someone who's leading this organization, we will change it.
Pastor Gilbert, coming from a staff perspective, I know in the ministerial side, there's really, we're all in and we're, but at least from staff, there's what you call like a job description that's not always easily changeable.
Or easily, or faithfully followed.
Or actually, I think even pastors have like that sort of, this is what I'm doing now, this is what my strengths are. How do we adapt to that flexible structure?
You know, one of the things that I like over the panahon is, of course, walang clarity, mahirap. Pero, meron job description. As Steve would say, you're gonna preach and everything else I tell you to do. There's always a blanket statement. Which means, what I love about that is, I'm gonna be faithful to the call of God to advance the mission. It doesn't matter if it's not part of my job description, I'll do it. If you tell me, ako yung bibili ng kape just to fulfill the mission, because this is a calling, this is not a career.
Wow.
So the calling means we are all in to advance the mission, no matter what the role is. No matter if it's in the job description, no matter if it's maliit na maliit lang yung sulat ng job description, yun na loko ka ba? Hindi nyo sinabi kasama to. Whatever that is.
Wow.
Then we need to have a flexible posture to be able to say, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to go the extra mile. Because God, you've called me to be here. You've called me to serve so that we can advance the mission together.
No, I really appreciate this. And again, it's something maybe we could think through in our lives. May mga ilang, ano yung mga dapat siguro ngang hindi flexible na sa atin. Top of mind, of course, you love ni Lord, saka yung love natin. But maybe there are some things that each other would talk about, even as a family. And what are some things na baka pinapabago pala ni Lord? Those are some things that I'm actually reflecting on right now.
Yeah.
So maybe for some of our listeners, those are some things that they might consider to think through as well.
Wow, thank you so much, Pastor Gilbert. So if this has been helpful for everyone, we encourage you to talk about this with your Victory Group leader. You know of anyone who can be encouraged by this podcast, please share it with them. Thanks for listening and see you on the next episode of Leading Together. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Dave. Bye. Ooh.